Winter weather causes chaos on Utah's roads. A top leader of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints tells missionaries to stop spreading rumors, and Utah's birth rate continues to fall. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, December 26th. I'm Brian Grimmett. A Utah Highway Patrol trooper was hospitalized after being hit by a vehicle during a snowstorm on a slippery freeway on Monday. The trooper was setting out flares at an earlier accident scene on I-15 at about 7600 South. A UHP spokesperson says a passing motorist lost control of a Jeep and the vehicle slid into the freeway wall and hit the trooper. The injuries aren't believed to be life-threatening. A man was killed on Christmas Eve when he was hit by a car on Wall Avenue in Ogden. Police say the man and his wife were crossing at 26th Street when he was hit and thrown about 100 feet. He died later at the hospital, and the driver left the scene. They're looking for a dark, mid-sized car that may have front-end damage and could be missing a windshield wiper. A top leader of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints told missionaries to be rumor stoppers in a Christmas Day devotional at the Missionary Training Center in Provo. The Deseret News reports Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said there's a rumor going around that missionaries can be called to one area and then assigned to serve in areas that have been closed to the church, such as China. Those rumors, he says, are absolutely false. Nelson says the church brings its missionaries in through the front door. Salt Lake City police are looking for a masked gunman believed to be responsible for three convenience store robberies within about 45 minutes on Christmas Eve. Police say the man also wore a black hooded sweatshirt and gloves during the robberies. Each time, the man displayed a handgun and demanded money. A family of seven had to find another place to stay yesterday after their home caught fire. The Deseret News reports firefighters brought the flames under control just a few minutes after they arrived at the home near 1500 North and 20th West around 6 p.m. The occupants weren't home at the time. Firefighters say a discarded cigarette in a trash bin led to a fire that damaged three apartments in Salt Lake City. This happened about 12:30 on Christmas morning. Firefighters had trouble with the live power line near the back of the building on 600 East. Five people were displaced from their homes. And finally, fewer babies were born in Utah last year, according to statistics from the Utah Department of Health. About 51,000 were born in 2011, 1,000 fewer than the year before. Utah's birth rate has been declining for the past 4 years. The Salt Lake Tribune quotes an official of Intermountain Health Care as saying the economy was an important reason. The peak year for births was 2008, with more than 55,000. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, December 26th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.